Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Today's live cattle futures market was down 17 in February at 115.25. The April down a buck 22 at 122.95. June's 85 lower at 119.72. The August down a buck here 117.75. October 77 lower and December about 20 lower. Feeder cattle were down 22 in March at 138.20. That was about 20 cents off of the low. April feeders rather down a buck at 141.75. The May down 62. That looks like about 144.70. Kind of a quiet cattle trading day, you know, after this winter storm moved through, and now that the southern plains are thawing out and starting to warm up tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see if there's any more permanent lasting damage, but I think at this point the main challenge for the cattle producer has been really for the cow-calf and calving season, as issues have been pretty widespread and a higher than normal death loss for the calves. If you didn't catch them pretty fast, they say that there's very little chance of survival with temperatures as cold as they were. So what impact that'll have long term, I don't know, but I would imagine that would be beneficial to the markets. Also looking forward to next week, the sell barns open back up and get some real cash trade going again.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
Kansas City wheat was up about 12 to 13 cents today, with Kansas City July at 13 at 6.46¾. If you look at the chart there on that Kansas City wheat, it's right on the highs. We're right on the highs from yesterday on the July Kansas City. The overall high, though, was about 6.61½ back on January the 15th. So still about 14 cents away from that, but that is definitely a reachable level if there's any sort of damage from this snowstorm. The Chicago wheat was up 11 to 18 cents. Corn's going to finish the day steady to 3 cents lower. The beans were anywhere from 6 to 8.5 lower, with November being the strongest one, only down 2.5, I guess, at 11.85¾. The cotton market today was going to finish up just a slightly on the old crop. December was up 8. It looks like an 85.08. The USDA annual outlook form was released this morning. They estimated that the corn acres were going to be around 92 million acres, which was a little disappointing. Most thought that it would be like 94 million acres. But this is sort of the first glance at it. I mean, it'll of course change. And there's very little factual information that goes into this report. So it'll be interesting to see. From people I've talked to, it sounds like people are going to just keep their normal rotations.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.